This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends in Watford City. Things are happening in Watford City, especially if you are an educator, a teacher, teacher benefits, technology, great community, continued amazing growth, elementary, middle, and high school. They're looking for teachers. Interested in applying? District website, www.watford-city.k12.nd.us. How about that? Rough Rider Center there, Theodore Roosevelt National Park, Lake Sakakawea in the Missouri, Medora, the Badlands, and you're working and teaching in Watford City, North Dakota. So what's on your mind? Scotty Hennen is heading to Washington, D.C. with some fabulous
They finally got him out of there. They did, okay, because he sent me a text saying, I want to pull it up because I want to make sure I'm using his wordage, because there's no way I'm ever going to top his words. Please make sure to... Oh, heck, it wasn't on this one. It must have been on this one.
But the bottom line...
Rip into the Fargo airport.
Yeah, it was tough. Both of the de-icing trucks, unfortunately, were out of service this morning. And then glycol had to be added to the backup truck because the freeze point was too low or too high. So
please rip the Fargo airport. Tell them Bismarck Travelers with our group will be in D.C. on time. But the Fargo group is, or at least was at this particular time, still being held hostage to de-icing incompetence in Fargo. That was at 8 this morning. Maybe there's an extenuating circumstance, but, you know, every time you get stuck on an airplane, that's when the calmness comes out in people. Not.
it is a tough one.
That's going to go viral on, because, you know, there's always that one person on that kind of a flight that goes viral because they just freak out. Was that Scotty?
Yeah, could be.
You'll have to keep an eye on Facebook.
Yeah.
And in Fargo, there is that one traveler, and there he is.
I could have been on this show.
Not anymore. No, I think they did get out, though. But Ron Ness is here. Ron, welcome to What's On Your Mind. Welcome back, I should say. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm great this morning, and good morning to all of our listeners today on a brisk North Dakota morning. You know it's brisk, Todd, when you take your dog out for a walk and they do the three-legged thing. They can't keep all four on the ground, so one's always out warming up. So, Scott was texting all of us from the Fargo airport. He was a little bent out of shape this morning. Who would think you'd need a de-icing agent on a morning like this, I guess, but it's all part of the deal, so... He's got a great group of, I believe, 60 people going to D.C., and he's going to call in Wednesday and Thursday morning with updates for us. So, and by the way, Todd, you're my sidekick for 3 days in a row now, so strap on. You got a heavy lift to carry me through the next 3 days.
Here, well, I got Kevin to help me lift it, so Kevin is more of the heavy lifting than I do.
We have got a lot going on today, and, of course, the big news in Bismarck, and really for everybody, should be the Burleigh County refugee resettlement hearing last night that lasted over 4 hours. And I had talked to Commissioner Brian Bittner yesterday and suggested that, you know, let's get you on the air right away on Thursday morning and talk about this. So he's going to be on at 9:30. But there was one old refugee last night that's a longtime friend of ours, and certainly Klaus Lemke was there, and, you know, Klaus really stole the show last night, and amongst all of the incredible comments from people on both sides and both things, and it's really about a lack of information, it appeared to me, that somebody let down the process here in terms of what Lutheran Social Services limitations could be. And I think once that would have gotten settled out, there's got to be a better way. So that's what we'll be talking to the commissioner a little bit about today. Is this an annual thing? Do we have to go through this again? Or is there just a box you can check saying, yeah, we'll accept what we accepted last year, and we'll do a great job in our community of making that work. So, but Klaus is going to be here in a few minutes, followed by Burleigh County Commission Chairman Brian Bittner, and then Then we've got a bunch of other things. We've got Beth Demke with the Gateway to Science. We've got Brian Crocious, Public Service Commissioner. And we got an update on what's going on in North Dakota agriculture with Dennis Haugen, First Vice President of North Dakota Grain Growers. He's going to talk to us a little bit about what do I do if I'm a farmer and I've got, you know, several, half of my corn crop in the field. And I didn't get to my beans and all that stuff. And then wrapping up this morning with Sean Wenko, the Williston Economic Development Director. But, you know, it was a big night last night for our hometown boy, Carson Wentz. Todd, I don't know if you were watching. It was not going very well in the first half.
I turned it on for the overtime, and I guess I caught the good part of it because he got it done. It's been a rough season for Mr. Wentz, but...
Well, Carson just inked a deal with Bobcat, and they showed a picture of Carson on his Bobcat. And I'm thinking during that first half last night, Carson would love to be at his farm on that Bobcat right now because they weren't blocking, and it was just every time they got close, there was a penalty, and that team has just been in such amazing disarray. But he really came to life in the second half.
I was going to tell you guys on the local show just before we got on the statewide deal. I talked to Laura Ness Owens with Bobcat about that partnership with Carson. They're really excited. It's the first time that they've ever paired, you know, obviously with a professional athlete or any kind of, you know, celebrity endorsement for Bobcat. So they're excited about it. They just signed a deal with a zero turn. They're going to start manufacturing or taking over the manufacturer of some zero turn lawnmowers, you know, armed to their company too. So Carson's got all kinds of toys to play with this deal.
Yeah, that sounds like a good gig. You get all these super toys for your farm and your ranch, and you do some North Dakota PR work, and good for Bobcat, good for them. So, one of the things that we're going to try and build towards, Todd, is Thursday I'm going to have Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner on the show, and as you know, the Legislative Committee is going around the state taking input on the Legacy Fund, and they were in Fargo a little over a month ago, I think, and it was a bit of a fiasco with some shenanigans, but you know, I think this is a great opportunity to give Senator Wardner and the legislature some opportunity. So if you've got ideas going into Thursday morning, you can start texting them at 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8503. The North Dakota Legacy Fund was something that the people of North Dakota set aside roughly 30% of the oil tax revenues, and that fund has now got over a $600 billion principal balance, but it's going to kick off about $400 million of biennium in interest. And that $400 million of biennium is available to spend if we should, as North Dakotans should decide so, or we can reserve and reinvest some of it back in that fund. But what are the good purposes and the good uses that we can use to grow North Dakota? And so we're going to take some feedback on that over the next couple of days. We're going to have those comments for Senator Wardner, and we're going to take calls on Thursday for that. But send us your ideas on the utilization of the North Dakota Legacy Fund at 701-226-8503. That's text at 701-226-8503. So, Todd, 11 below this morning. Are you ready for this? It's
well. One, are we ever? And two, aren't we always? Because, you know, you live in North Dakota or Minnesota, you're just doggone ready for this stuff at any given moment, sadly, as we all shake our heads. And
well, at some point you get in here and you just say another 4 or 5 inches of snow, it's just one day closer to March. So
part of the problem this year is we had that really early, you know, not even mid-October snowstorm, the one that almost kept us from going to the Vikings-Eagles game. In fact, we had to go down to South Dakota and then over. It was 94. It was closed. And, you know, so when you get any big snowstorm that early, I know I can tell you what we're going to be thinking in March and April. It's like, oh, my God, will this ever stop?
Well, we had a nice about a 10-day period there around Thanksgiving, and that was kind of our fall.
Yeah.
Part of our summer.
We kind of did go back to fall
10
for a
solid
while
days, there. No rain, no snow. It wasn't cold. So you gotta enjoy what you get this time of year. But it does look like this cold snap is going to be relatively short-lived, and it looks like some better weather this weekend. I'm also working hard here to try and get NDSU coach Matt Entz on the radio in the next couple of days. He's a busy guy, as you can imagine, as they prep for Saturday's big game with the Bison. But it should be, you know, two more games. Are people starting to buy their tickets to Frisco already? It was a little nerve-wracking in the first half for the Bison on Saturday, but they're just rock solid all the way across the board. And I think just, you know, somebody come into that Fargo Dome, you better be ready to play four quarters because they're going to bring it at you at some point in the game. Getting a lot of comments about having some discussion this morning about the Burleigh County Refugee Resettlement and some questions coming in. So feel free to email or text your questions in on some of the questions we might ask Commissioner Bittner this morning. But more importantly, what do we do going forward here? Is this is something that certainly we don't want to have to have occur every year, and is there just a way to check the box going forward, and is who's responsible for that? Is it Lutheran Social Services, or how are we going to get better at what you're doing here? So, Todd, it looks like we have a call if we have time for Nathan here in Fargo.
Well, Nathan, what is on your mind?
Well, it's a little off topic. I'm sorry.
You're going to have to make it quick, Nathan. We're going into a break here.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Oh. Just wondering, the Democrats are on TV right now saying they're going to put a vote to the USMCA and that they shaped it. They made it possible, and they're making it happen. Thought that was pretty funny.
Well, I guess, you know, it's all in the way you frame things up.
There you go.
We're going to have a way.
Hang on.
Now is the time to buy a hot tub. Why? Up to 70% off the price of a new one right now at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 with their pre-owned blowout sale. They have over 50 hot tubs, starting at $4,500 up to $79.99. What a range. From $4,500 to about $8,000, you could be in a hot tub and have every day made better thanks to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And much more affordable than ever. 12 months, no interest, no payments. Warranty. Pre-owned certified. This is the one to buy at a great deal right now. Try it at incredible prices, and you'll love the hot tub experience because every day is made better at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. The pre-owned blowout sale with up to 70% off the price of a new one now. Call Ben for all the details, 701-238-5892, 238-5892, or stop at 601 Main Avenue West, the pre-owned showroom in West Fargo. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free, and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homeless people sitting on the benches. The bench right in front of City Hall. Mostly Native Americans. A couple of veterans. Why aren't we taking care of them? They're here already. They're here now.
Mm-hmm. That is Bismarck Mayor Steve Bakken last night at the commission meeting in Burley County. So What's on Your Mind brought to you by our friends at the Magical Medora Christmas. They are on tour. They were here, in fact, Todd, and at the Fargo Studios yesterday. What a great group of people. Unbelievable. Today they're in Minot. They're at the MSU Nelson Hall there, Minot State. 3 o'clock, two shows, 3 and 7:30. Over to Devil's Lake tomorrow. Thursday it's Grafton. Then Friday, Saturday at, actually Saturday, two shows. Friday and Saturday in Fargo at Fargo North High School. And then they had the Henning, Minnesota, Grand Forks. Be in Valley City on the 17th. And if you want to know more, just on Facebook, Medora Christmas, or you can go to Medora.com. It's What's on Your Mind. Ron Ness sitting in for Scott Henning.
Well, thank you. And we had started a discussion with Nathan in Fargo about the Democrats. Sounds like they're going to start moving forward with the USMCA, Nathan.
And I find it really baffling how they're taking credit for every part of it and saying how flawed President Trump's version of the USMCA was.
Well, I guess if that's what it takes to get USMCA passed, it's probably, you know, Nancy Pelosi's got to have a win over there in the House, because I don't think most people think this impeachment thing has been a big positive for them. And we'll get a full update on the impeachment process from Congressman Kelly Armstrong tomorrow. He's going to be on at 10:30, and he's live in that committee, so he'll have a good update for us. So thanks for the call, Nathan. We're going to jump over.
Oh,
to
yeah, I have one more thing too, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
It's about the Lutheran Social Service Refugee Program. Has anybody ever asked the question of why these people that come from desert regions are being pushed to such cold climatic regions? It's almost like a form of gerrymandering, trying to stick these refugees in Republican areas. What do you think about that, Ron?
I think there were a lot of comments in the 4 hours last night, and one of the ones that I thought we should all grasp onto is the fact that, you know, there's a lot of job opportunities here, and the ability to, you know, to set a limit so we're not so concerned about outreaching our ability to take care of them.
I've hired a few refugees,
so they've been great workers, and so I think we'll think more about the great workers, and let's welcome them here, and we'll talk a little bit about that with Klaus and the commissioner.
Ron,
so thanks for calling.
All due respect, they're not skilled workers.
Well, I probably wasn't very skilled when I started either, so we got to do our best to.
I'm not skilled now.
No,
wanting
to hire the best in the construction industry and stuff, these people, I work with them, and 1 in 10 of them are worth a hire, you know?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of other folks we could put in that category, including Todd and I on many days. So, but thanks for calling. Let's jump over. We're going to jump over to Gene, Todd.
How many have you hired at the radio station?
Well, we've had to hire plenty over the years, trust me, for example.
Well, I asked that question yesterday. Scott never answered me back, you know, and I found that.
Well, and I can't speak for his radio station. I don't know. They're different ownerships. Can't even speak to it. Hey, thanks, Nathan. We wanted to squeeze Gene in here. We're going to get to Klaus Lemke here. Gene from Berea near Valley City. Gene, what is on your mind? Hey, Gene.
Gene, are you on the line?
Or maybe he gave
up. If not, we're going to jump over to Mr. Klaus Lemke. Are you on the...
We have Klaus. Don't have Klaus
all
yet.
Right, we are swinging and missing
does here. Klaus know that the number is going to be coming for the call is going to be coming from a non-701 number?
Okay. He was having some phone problems this morning, so we can...
Because nobody's calling in this morning after last night, right?
We can...
I mean, let's face it, all eyes of the nation seem to be upon this Burley County Commission meeting like no other. We haven't had that much attention since DAPL. And I'm sure Klaus is one of those where people are trying to get a hold of today.
Well, it was,
and the mayor
it was just
and
one of those
people.
Things where, you know, everybody showed up and everybody was passionate. And I think, you know, hats off to the County Commission for you know, having the
yeah,
having
one of the commissioners posted his vote long before the meeting. How many others had made up their minds before the meeting?
Yeah, I mean that happens in any realm. And I'm sure an impeachment is not any different, Todd. But you know, but the people that were there.
I was having that conversation with a few people. It's like watching the impeachment hearings. It's like everybody's already made up their minds. Why are we even doing this?
Whether you flip that vote to 3-2 or 2-3, I think.
I'll give Commissioner Armstrong credit for having, because there was some discussion as to, well, is he even going to be there? Well, he's engaged. He couldn't be there. We can debate whether he should have put his vote out there before the vote, but.
Let's take a comment from Jacob in Petersburg on that refugee issue.
All right, Jacob, what is on? Daniel, if you could punch up Jacob there. Since my mouse does not seem to be working this morning on that computer. What is on your mind, Jacob?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Avid listener, very proud to have you guys on the radio.
Proud to have you listening.
I would like to comment. Yeah, absolutely. It's a privilege to have, you know, you guys on the radio and discussing values that a lot of North Dakotans hold as true to themselves. But I would like to, I know that the votes came in yesterday about the refugee resettlement. And, you know, a lot of this country is flipping to a lot of liberal ideals, whether this is or not a liberal idea, I don't exactly know, but I'd just like to say words of encouragement to those that oppose this, you know, to hold strong and, you know, our values will overcome New York's values and California values, because North Dakotans have different values than other states of this country. And I just feel as if we lost this battle because I said no to this, and I just want words of encouragement to those that also said no, even though that we lost.
Well, I worry about the country ending up with New York and California values as a whole. Maybe not North Dakota so much, but. I've got my fears about the future of the country as a whole as you look at what's starting to slide into the House and Senate from some of the other states. But
well, we'll
I
be
hold
able,
them wrong.
We'll be able to ask Commissioner Bittner, and I think the unknown was the big issue in the room last night and amongst all of those commissioners. And certainly, Todd, you got a clip from Bismarck Mayor Steve Bachen. You want to play that?
Don't have any
idea
working on that
okay.
one. No, I got it.
Let's play that before Commissioner Bittner comes on the line here. We got a minute.
Well, they asked Mayor Bachen about the costs of the deal. And
we don't know.
Okay.
That's why we're here. We don't know. We don't know the numbers. We don't have the answers. We cannot make a formed decision. I don't speak as the city of Bismarck right now because this doesn't come to our table. This is something, if we had local control, would have to come to the city commission table. It is not. It does not. It will not. We're relying on you to make an informed decision with the information provided. There's not enough information provided. That is my perspective.
And I go.
He nailed it. He nailed it.
Yep.
He did. So we'll be right back, and we'll continue our discussion about this and everything else on this chilly Tuesday morning.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. More on the way on What's On Your Mind.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
breaking news as U.S. House Democrats are introducing two articles of impeachment.
Charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
That's House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler of New York announcing that his committee could vote to approve those two articles by the end of the week. The full U.S. House would then need to approve them before forwarding them to the U.S. Senate for a trial. If that happens, President Trump will become the third president in U.S. history to be impeached. Republicans insist there are no grounds for impeachment. President Trump will be heading to Pennsylvania later today for a rally this evening. He'll be joined by Vice President Pence at the Giant Center in Hershey. The event to start at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The costs next year would be approximately the same as they are this year for the whatever refugees. Since we had about 24 this year and 24 next year, don't you assume the costs be the same in 2020 as they are in 2000?
Commissioner Woodcox, could you give me that number? Because I would really like to report that back to staff.
If we had 24 this year in 2019...
Could you tell me what that cost is?
Oh, I have no idea.
Neither do we.
There you go. It's what's on your mind. Yeah. Brought to you by our friends at Oasis Petroleum, home of the Bee to Buffalo Hotline, where the Buffalo, of course, always runs into the storm. Not a way. Brought to you by our friends at Oasis Petroleum, online at oasispetroleum.com. Ron Ness is in for Scott Hennin on What's on Your Mind.
Well, thank you, and we were just replaying a few of the clips, and Todd, did you have Klaus Lemke since we were able to get him on the line?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, he really did have a pretty solid...
Let's help them become productive citizens. What is the strength of the United States, commissioners? It is our diversity.
So... There's the 8-second version of what we probably would have heard from him had we been able to get him on the show this morning. But
oh, you can't keep calls to 8 seconds. That was an 8 seconds of a much bigger talk. But yeah,
right.
You wouldn't want to refrain calls to 8 seconds because he's got an amazing story.
That's the only way to do it is pre-recorded
We'll catch up with him. And yeah. We're trying to catch up with Commissioner Bittner. Everybody's got a little bit of Tuesday night,
we became, so, you know, the watch of the region, if not the nation, on this one. So
we do have a caller from Rolla. Let's try that one.
You want to give a shot at that name?
You know, Holla.
And just one note, guys, too. I will put on that. I'm glad they passed this, and I do agree. This is, but on the same hand, in the same breath, you have to go where Steve Bakken went, is what's the number? What's the cost of this?
Because sure.
We're all about opening our hearts, but if I have to open my wallet to the detriment of my family and my, you know, then
well, we do have to plan accordingly. We can't
just open
the floodgates and whatever happens. Look at Germany and learn that lesson.
Truly.
You can't do that.
It's a deeper issue.
Now, granted, is 25 people going to bust the budget? Maybe not, but... You know, let's have a handle on this before we start doing it.
So. In fairness to the commission as a whole, that there was two communications, one verbal, one in a letter form, that did not say anything about 25. It was, we're going to potentially resettle up to 1.3 million. And of course, if you're the first out of the box and you say yes and others say no, then does that 25 go to 250? Does it go to, you know, what is the number? And I think that's what's got to be fixed.
Well, exactly.
Here. There's got to be a check the box.
Yeah, we have to absolutely have a handle on this.
We can manage this. We've done it before, and I don't think there's an issue.
And didn't North Dakota just learn that lesson a few years ago with that Bakken Rapid expansion? Ron Ness, of all people, should know this. you can't expand an infrastructure beyond its capability too fast, or you bust it.
Well,
you can't have that.
You know, and that's a little bit of a different. Those are an American economy that
right.
was coming here because the rest of the world country's economy was in the dumps. And
right.
And what
I'm
do you
not,
say?
And I'm
so,
not
no?
saying that was handled wrong. But I am saying if we have a chance to have a handle on it before the expansion hits, let's have that handle. We do in this one. We didn't in that one, and
That's
I'm not
right.
saying that was handled wrong. But at the same time, let's have a handle because we can. The mechanisms are there. We don't have to just... Right. I mean, but you get my point on how that expanded a little more than it was ready for. Let's not buy design. If we have a chance to design this the way we want to run it, then let's do so, and we do.
And to Klaus's point, you know, we plan for 25. We welcome them. We prepare for them. The schools, it's a big deal. My son played soccer with one of those young men who got up there last night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's been fantastic. The parents are engaged. And so, but you want the whole community being on a positive note, not this divisive approach
right.
where it's really over the numbers. And we're going to have a squabble. Let's know what the numbers are, then have a squabble over
sure.
what the rest of the story is. But,
right.
you know, and I think that's what's got to separate this. Is it, the unknown, I think it was the
right.
unknown. And Mayor Bakken laid that out pretty well in pretty distinct terms.
Oh, absolutely.
The county commissioners
absolutely.
All
he
had
nailed
the
same
feel. So,
totally nailed it.
So, you know, what's next for this? That's my question.
That's true. Where do we go from
Fargo
here?
Fargo has kind of said, yes, what's going on in every other community in America and why?
And you know what? Maybe it'll be so quiet you'll hardly even notice a difference. Just, you know, a few more people come in. Well, a few more people come in all the time anyway, so.
Let's, we got a call from, Vahad in Moorhead. Let's give him a shot. Chad, I guess.
Hey, well, you know what? We've already got Holla Punch in. Holla from Rolla?
Holla from Rolla.
That sounds.
We got that right?
That sounds like a fake radio name or something there.
I am.
Good morning.
Is that your name?
Well, Paula is my name.
Oh, Paula.
I am from
Paula from Rolla. That sounds more real. I think
Daniel's been in the eggnog this morning.
I know. Daniel types numbers on his screen, and we read what he types, folks. And,
good morning, Paula.
Paula wants a holler from Rolla.
And
hi, Paula.
Coincidentally, I used to work in radio in South Dakota. I am calling about the refugee issue, and I, since 2015, had been involved in a small business, a restaurant startup, and it was a franchise. I used to live in Mandan, and as we progressed from construction to the hiring phase, we found out just how difficult it was going to be to find people come work for us. I can't stress how short we are on any labor. I can't stress it enough. You know, skilled, unskilled. You know, if we could have gotten people to train right away, we would have probably been a couple months ahead of the curve. I think we also sometimes confuse refugees with immigrants and illegal aliens. And I want to just stress also that one of these, you know, several people I've heard over the past couple weeks have brought up about, well, it's just amazing they're bringing these people into a Republican state and how are they going to vote? Well, when exactly are they going to start voting? They're not citizens yet. So they're not going to be voting until they become citizens. That's all I've got. Oh,
Paula, I think...
I have a prejudice. I have a prejudice.
Yeah, Paula, I think the...
I have a prejudice against out-of-state people, particularly from the left coast, coming into North Dakota and camping out and leaving a huge mess along the banks of the Missouri River in southern Morton County. That's my prejudice. Okay, I'm done.
Well, Paula, I think that you make a good point for this community who lived through that 2016 experience. I think, you know, tensions on all of these issues tend to still be real live. I think your experience as a business person is felt across the state in businesses, and a challenge that we have for employees, and what are we going to do to bring. We got to bring people in. We can't grow our way out of this thing. We're doing a good job up in Watford City. We got almost 600 kids going to be in the new middle school now. So we're growing our way out of some of these issues, but we cannot bring enough people in at this point, you know, to fill these jobs, which is critically important to the future of North Dakota. And how do we do this properly? And, you know, we've got to find somebody here, and, Jod and I are interested in finding out who's the expert in this whole arena, and how is this going to be done in the future, and what did Burley County miss something here? Was there some information that we didn't see a box you can check and say, hey, we'll keep doing what we've been doing, but just don't overload us, because that's not good for our community. And all of a sudden you get in a situation where, you know, everybody's up in arms, and nobody really has the facts. And I go back to the mayor's comments. I think that they were spot on at that point of the night.
Absolutely.
This isn't
absolutely
about I'm a racist, you're not a racist. This is,
no.
Let's just, you know.
You have to manage the process. You can't just open a gate and say, come on in, everybody.
Yep.
We have to have a managed process to this to happen.
And hats off to the Burley County Commission for doing that. I think they made the best choice they could to let people come and speak when they felt they were in a time crunch in a box. But the reality is, probably shouldn't have gotten there. There has to be somebody along the way here that could have helped the county through this, because I just can't believe every county in America that takes refugees in is going to go through this squabble. So,
well, and I mean, what did Cass have? What did Grand Forks have? And if nobody really, you know, was concerned and didn't speak up, then, you know.
Yeah, I believe in Fargo, the mayor, you know, it doesn't speak for the county commission, but
right,
obviously they agreed, they checked the body, they signed off, and
yeah,
and it wasn't a big deal, but the unknown is potentially there for them. I assume they have questions in their city.
Maybe we're just trying to handle it more responsibly. It's not about trying to keep people out or anything. It's just about handling it all responsibly.
We got a caller, Chad in Moorhead. Let's give Chad a shot. Chad, good morning.
Hey, Chad, what's on your mind?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, sure can now.
Oh, great. Yes, I was just calling about the refugee resettlement thing. I guess even though I was against refugees and I was wanting to vote no, I'm glad how it went. I think a lot of people kind of showed, you know, what was really going on in the country. But two things I had, I think I would have been the only person there who would have referred to the other side as racist. I think these people that talk about diversity just want less white people. But my main point was, there was this gentleman who brought up a $25,000 payment of sorts. I guess he was with suicide prevention, and the guy came off oddly threatening. And I don't know if that's some sort of quid pro quo that was like right in front of everybody that nobody saw, but he offered $25,000. And he basically said, if they voted no, the rise of suicides and violence in schools would go up. So this guy works with the Department of Health. His name is Mark Lowe Murray. So I don't know if you guys can look into this or find out if his Department of Health is giving $25,000 to make sure these refugees, you know, that seems like a conflict of interest. But that's all I had to say. And I thought that was the most interesting speaker of the night, too. So, but I thought it was all.
Chad, we'll check into that. I have to admit, that was right about the time that Carson Wentz was starting to throw touchdown passes. So I was hitting last pay, last channel. So I caught Mark Lemurray on the beginning, and then on the end, I heard the $25,000 thing, and I was lost. So
yeah. Thanks for having me on the show. And, love the show. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks very much for the call, Tony. Tony's got a comment on Highway 83.
Hey, Tony, what's on your mind?
Well,
Tony.
Power just kind of, well, he basically took what I was going to say about this $25,000. That was spot on. That's what I was going to say. And kudos to the commissioners. I wish the rest of them would have been with Brian and
Pelosi.
Wow. You may never get your driveway cleaned again.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense. And they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Let's go to Norway. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnan, inviting you to join professional guide Carol T. Juven, who's been to Norway 179 times with over 49,000 people on tour. You can be assured you'll have a great time in Norway with this incredible guide. Join Carol and the team on the official Norse Hospes Norway tour. It's May 25th through June 7th, 2020. See Southern Norway at its best. That's the fjords, waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. You visit Minot, sister city of Shaheen. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. They don't just tour beautiful Norway. They meet the people when they're on a Carol Juven tour. Call Carol now. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. He'll send you a complete packet of information. Sign up soon as space is limited. Welcome along to the official Norse Husfest Norway tour. May 25th through June 7th with Carol Juven of Juven Tours.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
By Schwann Buick GMC.com. I don't know that they can hook you up with the sleigh that feeds you hot chocolate, but we can give you a heated steering wheel, we can give you heated seats, we can give you all-wheel drive, and we can keep you safe as you drive your new sleigh to grandmother's house we go, or wherever it is we're going this Christmas, this new year. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Well, you guys, it's worth mentioning
again,
that they are going to pass, they're going to vote on USMCA. Pelosi says now it's a much better agreement than NAFTA. Isn't it just broke.
What a 180 that is. Oh, we can't. No, that's not as good as NAFTA. Until we pass it, then it's better than NAFTA.
And that is breaking news.
It's better than NAFTA because we passed it. Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Well, at least it's getting done. Thank goodness. Because our farmers.
Talk about something that should never have been dragged on this long. What a kick in the face to people.
We've got a number of calls on the line, but we're gonna start first. We'll ask our callers to hold on for a few minutes here. We're going to start first with Beth Demke. Beth is the executive director of the Gateway to Science in Bismarck, and Beth is moving along on a very exciting project. Beth, you want to give us the quick version this morning of the new Gateway to Science building and project?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on today. So Gateway to Science is a 25-year-old project. We have been North Dakota's hands-on science center since 1994. And I started with the project way back in the day, not that I'm that old, but, you know, it's been a passion of mine for a long time. Gateway to Science serves about 40,000 people a year, and we have been operating in a fairly small space for all of this time. And so the time has really come to develop a new science center that will better serve not just the city and of Bismarck and the community and counties of Burley and Morton, but also the entire state. So we will be building, we broke ground in October, and we expect to open this 43,000 square foot facility that will be on the campus of Bismarck State College overlooking the Missouri River. Will open in mid-2021, and it will focus on the science that's happening across the state. So within the science center, there will be sections on agriculture, energy, health and human body, weather, transportation, water, all of those things that as human beings we should know about from a science perspective, but also that our students should know about as they're preparing for careers in those different fields. And so what we do in the Science Center physically in the building helps to feed what we do in our outreach program that goes across the state. And just this year alone, we've been to 60 different places outside of our physical building. And, you know, we've not even through December yet. So 60 different places across the state. We got a van in January. We call it the Gateway to Science on the Go program. And that program helps us to reach those rural communities that may or may not be able to come into the science center. But by developing this new center, we'll be able to better serve all of the students that we serve, whether it's here in Bismarck or across the state. So we're pretty excited about it.
Beth, fantastic project. You're up on the BSC campus there. I've seen a bunch of equipment up there. Tell us about what's going on, the timeline, and about your fundraising campaign, where you're at, and what people can do to help.
Absolutely. So we started in October. Beautiful day. It was October 7th. You were there. It was close to 70 degrees, and then within a few days, we had 18 inches of snow. But that didn't deter us. In the meantime, you know, after that cleared, we were able to do site work and get all the grading done so that the site is ready. We are in line to do some limited foundation work yet this winter as conditions will allow. So that come spring when the building season really kicks off, we'll be in prime condition to hit it hard and get going. So next year, spring, you know, all the way through the year, we'll be really building, and you're going to start to see a lot of progress on that space. Now, if you come across the interstate from the west and look toward the campus, you're going to be able to see the Gateway to Science site. One of the projects that we're doing yet this winter is to get a sign on the bluff so you'll be able to identify exactly where it's going. In terms of funding, the building, the whole project is a $20 million project. That includes the building, exhibits, endowment. So the exhibits themselves, to me, are some of the most important bit that goes into the Science Center. Sometimes I don't even like to call them exhibits. They're more experiences. These are hands-on activities that really are very interactive. They're not stand and look at kinds of things. So when we're developing them, we're calling on the scientists out in the state and asking them, you know, the people working in those fields. And by scientists, I mean the people working in the energy industry, the farmers, the doctors, folks that are actually working in those fields, to tell us what is the science that you're doing so that we can make sure that it's accurate.
Beth, we're going to wrap up here, but absolutely a world-class opportunity for STEM career, you know, opportunities for North Dakota young people. We applaud what you're doing. Great $250,000 contribution by Hess last week. We need to keep
absolutely
going and get you guys over the hill, and this is going to be great for Bismarck and all of North Dakota. Thank you very much. We'll be back after these messages.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.